The first French explorers, who'd arrived in the 1760s, regarded the people they found there as the most content on Earth. They seemed, to the European imagination, to be living proof of the idea of the noble savage, a simple people with an unspoiled way of life. But that is not the Tahiti Gauguin found.
By the time Gauguin arrived in Tahiti in 1891, this was one of the most tragic places in the world. Because while a tiny local elite had done rather well from the arrival of Europeans, the Tahitian people had been devastated by war, disease, and alcohol. The population was a fraction of what it had been, and the missionaries had done their absolute best to stamp out the local culture and religion. Tahiti was no longer a romanticized alternative to European civilization. It was a classic case study of what European civilization could do to other societies.
Once he got away from the capital, Papeete, Gauguin discovered that some parts of the old legend still survived. He found beauty in the landscape. And in the villages, proof of the island's reputation for the easy availability of women. Gauguin quickly found himself a local mistress, a girl of around 13, called Tehamana, who became his model and his muse.
There are many reasons to not like Paul Gauguin. He was a man who spent much of his life wallowing in self-pity or else engaged in an endless campaign of self-promotion. And the relationships that he had with young Tahitian girls is something that we today find deeply disturbing. And yet, for all his faults, the art that he produced here on the islands of the Pacific was radical, vivid, and stunningly beautiful.
The way Gauguin used solid blocks of color was something new in art. And these images were no mere European fantasy version of a carefree paradise.